This is NPR.
Thank you very much, Rachel. More than 800 wildfires are burning in Northern California after a weekend lightning storm. Homeowners in areas threatened by the fires are wondering when more firefighters, engines, and air support will arrive. Lorraine Dechter from member station KCHO in Chico reports.
CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Roy Del Carlos' Shasta Trinity unit has 130 separate fires which have burned over 5,000 acres.
We've got more equipment and staffing ordered, so I'm sure that's going to continue to grow if they become available. We're stretched real thin right now.
His unit's biggest fire threatened Shingletown, population 2,200. To the west, Trinity County's 70-fire lime complex burned 4,000 acres and is approaching Hyampom, population 7,000. To the south, 200 homes in Concow remain threatened in the Feather River Canyon. All CAL FIRE and Forest Service units in Northern California are requesting even more help.
That's Lorraine Dechter reporting from Chico, California. Divers entered a capsized ferry in the Philippines and found bodies, but no survivors. More than 800 people were on the ship when a typhoon hit, leaving only 31 survivors who made it to shore. A handful of deaths have been confirmed so far. In Afghanistan, a NATO airstrike killed more than a dozen Taliban fighters early today. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
The airstrikes came as the militants fled into the mountains following a pre-dawn raid on a town in eastern Paktia province. An Afghan official says police captured three militants who were injured in the strikes. He says the men were Arabs who had crossed into Afghanistan from neighboring Pakistan. The airstrikes were among several battles between Western and Afghan forces and the Taliban in recent days in eastern Afghanistan. That fighting, which left some 55 militants dead, was sparked by a Taliban ambush on coalition troops on patrol. Afghan officials say nearby, at least two civilians were killed, including a four-year-old boy, when a coalition helicopter attacked several men trying to lay a roadside bomb. Afghan and U.S. officials blame the surging violence here on efforts by the new Pakistani government to make peace with militants on its side of the mountainous frontier.
NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson in Kabul. An update on a story the BPP brought you last week. A group of high school girls in Gloucester, Massachusetts, were said to have made a pact to get pregnant at the same time so they could raise their children together. Joseph Sullivan, the principal of Gloucester High School, first told that story to Time magazine. Now the mayor of the town says no such pact existed. Mayor Carolyn Kirk held a closed-door meeting with city, school, and health leaders about the girls, and the principal was not invited.
I wasn't comfortable with having the principal here because I haven't been able to get verification on his statements from any other source.
Kirk says Joseph Sullivan is now foggy in his memory as to how he first heard of the so-called pregnancy pact. At least 17 Gloucester High School girls under 16 are pregnant. And now for some sports news. Sean Sears of Massachusetts has won the third National Rock, Paper, Scissors Championship in Las Vegas. Sears threw a winning rock to crush his opponent's scissors. He won $50,000 and will compete in the inaugural International Rock, Paper, Scissors Championship in Beijing during the Summer Olympics. That's the news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike and Rachel, right back to you.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.